Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. It's a question of, do leader beliefs belong at the office? We all have beliefs. We believe there's an ideal way for employees to work. We believe in what we believe about how leaders should lead and work. We even believe certain things about who we are at the office versus home and how things should run when we're in either environment. But here's the real question. Does what a leader believes have any business being in the building, shared with the team, or being enforced when leading? Does what a leader believes even belong in the building? Now, when posing such a bold yes or no question, perhaps it's best to simply look at both answers. Yet unlike many simplistic questions, this one isn't. Beliefs, like leaders, are complex. And while the answers are monosyllabic, both deserve a bit more information. The first answer is yes, and it's challenging at best to separate what one believes from the person. Leaders lead from a place that involves their beliefs, or at a minimum, a less intensely expressed version of them. What's being asked in this question of leader beliefs could be interpreted as, does a leader express them at the office? Well, thus enter the issue of corporate or organizational culture and what one's boss finds acceptable and what might be offensive. Beliefs that lean toward the positive and show character, integrity, grit, or even values are often okay to discuss and considered positive. Beliefs about religion, politics, or sex, or, you know, all the things your mom raised you not to discuss, are typically considered off-limits and not appropriate for work conversations. But here's the conflict. Is a leader who values his or her religion and is not harming anyone else, but chooses not to attend a meeting because of what he or she values, is that wrong at the office? That depends on how you look at it. When considering whether or not to bring your beliefs to the building, here are three questions to consider. What is your number one priority? And two, does what you believe align with the organizational culture where you've chosen to lead? And three, are your beliefs relevant to you or your employees' work performance? Now, of course, the second answer to our larger question, do leader beliefs belong in the building? No. And if the answer to the last two questions mentioned is no or not really, then those beliefs may not belong, in fact, in the building. A leader who believes strongly in arriving late daily and that this is a best practice may find him or herself on the outside of the building sooner rather than later. A leader who believes without question that Christmas decor, celebrations, gifts, or discussion is off limits in her department may find herself on the outs with many of her team members. Neither of these belief systems are deal breakers when it comes to how one lives one's personal life. But leadership is different. In leadership, you have the privilege and responsibility of developing, guiding, shaping, molding, and focusing on the skills, attributes, and performance of others. The key word in that sentence being others. If in your leadership you find your beliefs to be in such strong conflict with the team you lead or the place in which you've chosen to lead, it may be time for some significant decisions. However, in the interim, It's often best if your beliefs that are in conflict or that may hinder your privilege and responsibility of being other-centered are not brought into nor expressed in the building. Beliefs are tricky. They're personal, they're important, and they're often long-term and a part of our character. Beliefs drive what we do and how we lead, far too often unconsciously. But leadership is not an autopilot activity. Consider the questions at the end of the yes answer section and clarify for yourself which beliefs are critical and which ones on which you're willing to compromise. A leader who's gained this type of clarity will find themselves in less binds and backed into less corners in which the toughest decisions faced are those between a choice to go after what we thought we really wanted and what we truly believe is most important. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have an amazing Monday, an even better week, and of course, stay contagious.